I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Native American storyteller Thomas Doty presents Doty and Coyote, stories from the Native West at the UL Baker Center on Friday, October 28th. He'll merge traditional and original Native stories from his Shasta and Tecalma heritage in a free appearance sponsored by the Lane County Historical Society and the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Thanks for being at KLCC, Tom.
I am pleased to be here.
Well, Coyote is a mythological character in Native stories, a being whose attributes have differed from tribe and time to time. To you, who is Coyote?
Well, Coyote has a lot of masks. He has a whole bag of masks, and he is sometimes the trickster Coyote and sometimes the fool and sometimes Coyote old man with a lot of wisdom. But besides being the fool, the other part of him is he always brings something of importance to the people as well. And that makes him a true trickster character, whether he brings his Crater Lake or tobacco or good sex or whatever it happens to be. And so those two parts are really very much alive.
Are there other particular central characters with whom Coyote is surrounded in your tales?
Me. You know, I have two jobs as a storyteller, and one of my jobs is to keep the old-time stories alive, the traditional stories alive, with integrity. So the core of the story and the many layers of truth in the story and meanings and what the characters do, that stuff doesn't change as it's passed from generation to generation. But we storytellers also create new stories all the time, as storytellers have done for centuries. So many of my new Native American stories are Doty and Coyote stories. And within those are traditional stories and folklore and history. It's my way of taking a very fractured mythology following the Indian Wars, the 1850s, and piecing them back together in such a way that they speak to a contemporary audience and still gives us an entry into the old-time cultures that's authentic.
Within that contemporary realm, what does truth mean to you in terms of storytelling?
You know, when I started storytelling 35 years ago, if I would tell somebody I was a storyteller, they'd look at me kind of funny, you know, and they'd say, oh, my grandpa tells lies too. And these days when I say I'm a storyteller, because storytelling's gone through such a renaissance, people go, oh, that's great. I heard such and such a couple of weeks ago. For me, truth, you really get at the essence of the truth through the myths. We tend to use the word myth in our contemporary culture as something untrue or a lie. Let's debunk the myths, right? And yet, myth gets us to the ultimate truths, the layers of meaning that bring alive all those archetypes that we're hardwired to listen to and to feel, because it's stories that touch us really deeply, where we feel our emotions. And facts don't do that the same way. And that's why we tell stories and write music and do dance and make films and write novels. It's all stories.
Do you find your stories changing dependent upon attributes of the audience?
A little bit, yeah. The beauty of traditional Native American stories is that everybody in the village was expected to be there, from the youngest to the oldest in the village, and everybody in between. And so the stories automatically have these different layers of meaning and truth built in. And if the storyteller knows their art, they're going to tell the story in such a way through words and movements and facial expressions and gestures, in such a way that they keep alive all those different levels of meaning at the same time, so that no matter who you are and where you're at in your life, you're going to have something you can relate to. You know, storytelling is all about sharing a story that matters to you in a way that it really matters to somebody else. And you do that by inviting them in, by opening up, giving them places they can go, and then taking them through the story.
When you come to the conclusion of the story, do you want there to be a specific lesson, or is that up to the audience?
It's really up to the audience. And there's so many ways that these stories work for so many people, so I leave it open.
What from the Native culture in its wisdom can help us bring our earth back into balance?
I think the ability, simply to start with, to be able to listen to a story and give people the opportunity, as good listeners, to tell a story. When I was up in Alaska traveling around, I met an Inuit woman, an elder of her village, who gave me the best definition of storytelling I have ever heard. And she said, a storyteller creates the atmosphere in which wisdom reveals itself. So I think if we're looking to share, we need to share in deeper ways. We need to get rid of that them or us attitude. If you're not with us, you're against us kind of thing, and open up and see our commonalities, so we can do that through stories.
Thomas Doty, Native American storyteller who will bring Doty and Coyote stories from the Native West to the UO Baker Center in Eugene on Friday, October 28th at 7 p.m. The free performance is sponsored by Osher Lifelong Learning Institutes and Lane County Historical Society. For more information, lchm.org and dotycoyote.com. For an extended version of this interview, kLCC.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.